10:30 at night, and yes, we are here. They are having some amazing, I guess, event happening here at Maui Comics and Collectibles that we couldn't get started for, so it's okay, but we're here now.
This is a Maui Comic Con board meeting.
Oh, okay. That is, oh, okay.
And they were bored.
I was trying to talk it up, apparently. So anyway.
It's top secret. You're not supposed to talk about it.
Oh, is it like Fight Club?
Yeah, now we got to beat you up.
That's my favorite part of Fight Club.
He's making soap out of juice.
Wow, anyway.
Oh, so much soap.
Well, since we don't have, I don't know, we don't, since we're short a couple cast members, but that's fine. I think all the
that's
best.
That's fine, since you got you the camera why? Only on you.
Because I think all the best ones are here.
Agreed.
I mean,
wow.
I'm looking at you, Kai Kai.
Hey. I am not a broom. God damn it.
I was just saying your name twice. It doesn't make you magically a broom.
That's the old nanas from.
Well, let me introduce everybody so it is kind of late. I'll get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, to my left, he's the producer, seducer. Kai is in the house.
Ooh.
Or excuse me, Kai Kai.
I
in
will
the house.
Hit you with a shoe.
Also joining us tonight, he is the man who plays video games and critiques BlizzCon on the wide. He is the man who is Format, the gaming guru.
Show us what you got.
Also, Francine is here tonight. Francine Wallraven, the mistress on the cob.
Mistress on the cob.
And I just noticed your dress. Is that like salt and pepper shakers on your
Those are old vintage perfume bottles.
Perfume bottles. Oh.
That's
salt and
that's the big
pepper
man's.
Shakers. Huh?
Salt and pepper shakers.
You uncultured.
She is the
slime.
Author of the Francine Wallraven's erotic coloring. Anyway, she's here, and we love to have her because she's so awesome.
You'll never have me.
What the hell? Where did that come from? Holy crap!
You're allowed to say creepy shit. She can't say.
Oh, I always said a bad word.
It's okay.
Oopsie. Yeah, 220. Yeah, thanks. Anyway, also joining tonight, he's freaky. He's dinky, and he's definitely leaky. He is the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con and the godfather of comic books, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. No.
Yo, yes. After this meeting, I know you are now.
Is there a baptism or something?
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Freaky, Daddy Leaky, Leaky's here. And let me tell you something. Yes.
Sure.
It has been quite the week, by the way. Quite a week. Yeah, it has been. So let's get right to it, shall we?
We went to Mandalore this weekend.
We didn't go to Mandalorian. We stayed at home and watched it on Disney Plus. We'll talk about that soon. Also, Sonic Party.
Can we talk about the Sonic trailer right away? Because that's on my mind.
We will. But first, before we get into
score one for Toxic Fandom.
Yes.
Gotta go fast.
Yeah, gotta go fast. Well, let's get right into it before we get started on all the exciting news. By the way, in a review of Dr. Sleep is coming up as well. But
spoilers.
Before we get into that.
We're doing spoilers.
What we are. He's the man who's got the comic book list every single Wednesday for New Comic Book Wednesday right here in the heart of Kahului Town at Maui Comics and Collectibles in the Queen Kaumanu Center. So please, let's find out what is new this week in the world of comic books. Why can't I hear you? Is your microphone on? Why can't I hear you? Is your on?
Should be up.
Why can't I hear you? What's up with this? Try that one.
Patriarchy. Hello. Hey. Let's swap it out.
There you go. Swap it out.
What I was trying to say is,
oh, Daddy Luke. Why don't you?
Let's try this one.
Put the salt and pepper on my comic book.
I lost it. Train of thought.
Let's try
I was
this.
Like, oh, yeah, gonna
that's
say
much
something.
We
really
just needed some time before
cheeky.
We got another microphone.
By the way, I've ordered a new mic, so it's all
here it comes, the salt and pepper.
All right, here
salt and pepper on my chest.
That's a weird place for that.
Push it. Push it good.
Push it good. All right, let's get right into it, shall we?
Also one of my favorite rap albums of all time. Salt and Pepper is very necessary. Aptly named, that album was very necessary
it's
at the
good,
time.
It's good, but
it was
I don't
very
know,
necessary.
I don't know if it ends up on my top 10.
Oh, top three, bro. Ugh. Top three.
I probably wasn't born yet.
Tough call.
Yeah, no. You definitely. That was 92. Ooh. Were you alive? Were you a human being at that point?
I was alive. I was
were
a toddler.
You a human being?
I may be pooping my pants back then.
So, the comic list. Age of Conan, Valeria, number four. Why does all
malaria.
This stuff sound like sexual with Conan?
Malaria.
Number
keep
four
going.
Or five. Age of Atlas, number four or five.
Who? What?
It's the Asian team. It's the Asians of Atlas.
Ooh.
The Asian Avengers.
There's the first Filipino Marvel characters there.
Wow.
And a whole bunch
took
of Chinese.
Them that long.
His name is Matt Long.
No.
What?
I said it took them that long.
Oh,
to I have like, a
Matt
Filipino
Long.
Like, my name, Matt Long.
My name, Matt Long. It's like, and he's Filipino?
Hey, like, you know, he's mixed. He's mixed.
That's, not, right. That's not hard to believe.
Long cool. is a holy name.
All right, great.
Batman and the Outsiders, number 7. Battle Pug number 3. That's a fun little book.
Who exactly are the Outsiders, and why is Batman with them?
Red Hood also leads them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Black Cat Annual, Black Panther, and the Agents of Wakanda number 3.
Wakanda.
Black Cat Annual. I'm assuming that's Spider-Man's girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh. Well,
at one point.
At one point. Yeah. Maybe not right now.
His main.
Was he? Okay. Question for you, comic book guys in here. Was he actually? Doing polyamorous things with both him and one of his other girlfriends.
What do you? Huh? What?
But well, what I'm saying is,
was Spider-Man having threesomes in the comic book?
No, it's not what I said. I'm saying, was he carrying on two relationships at once?
Yeah. I mean that.
He does that.
Yeah,
he does that a lot.
He's Spider-Man, and he's also Peter Parker.
What? Yeah. Spoilers.
So it doesn't count.
He's never been boyfriend.
Okay, so when you're Spider-Man, you can have a girlfriend, and when you're Peter Parker, you can have a girlfriend.
Each one gets one.
Wow.
He's Peter Parker, and he's also Matt Long.
Why do you think he never keeps on a relationship?
That's his stage name.
That's his stage
has
name.
Has he actually, like...
He leaves the mask on for that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Does he actually get physical with these ladies? I mean, other than kissing them?
What? Why are you so...
Only reason I'm asking... Okay, listen. The only
it's
reason
a lack
I'm,
of love life
look,
for him.
Yeah.
Only reason I'm asking, wouldn't the fact that his...
G, you're taking this too long.
Maybe I am.
Let it go.
Forget it.
Continue.
Go ahead.
Detective Comics number 1015.
You're really breaking a sweat there, Jim.
Yeah, I know. I was really thinking about it.
I'm
like,
not bothered about it.
I figured his spider thingy would give him away.
Well, put it this way. You're the one who canceled Nerdwatch Magnum, and that's where we talked about superhero junk. That was my favorite show.
Fair enough.
Right?
Fair enough.
I could talk for like 3 hours straight about superhero junk.
Okay, got
we
it.
Can always
this is
bring
not
that
the show for that.
All right, sir. Fair enough.
Dollhouse Family number 1 of 6. I don't
that
know
sounds
what that's
creepy.
About. That's a DC book.
How many polyamorous relationships happen in the Dollhouse Family?
Oh my God. Is that the one? Okay, wait a minute. Is that the one that's related to the old
no.
Joss Whedon show?
No. No, stop.
Okay. I don't think so.
Got it.
Stop guessing.
That was a good show, by the way.
Elvira, okay. Mistress of the Dark, number 10.
See, she's Elvira. Mistress of the Dark. She's not the Mistress of the Macabre.
She is also that.
She has many things.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not Mistress on the Cob.
That's true. Yeah, she's not even.
That's Francine.
Sure. All right, that's you.
Event Leviathan, number 6 of 6. That
sweet.
Series is finally ending.
Sam Neill.
Here's another number 1 from Marvel.
Peter
based
Weller.
In the New Mutants universe. Fallen Angels, number 1.
Oh.
So we're excited for that one.
So there's more than one.
There's more than one Fallen Angel, yeah.
Gotcha.
Sure.
I guess. Family Tree, number 1. That's an Image book.
That sounds
sure
terrible.
It's going to be... What? Image books are always good.
All right.
Flash number 82, Folk Lords number 1.
Wow, that sounds
that's
dirty.
It kind of does, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Future Foundation number 4.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. A new format would say nice.
By the way,
I'm a
you
fan.
Guys are watching. If you guys are paying attention to our Facebook chat, Josh and we're coming. He summed up the whole Spider-Man thing for me.
Oh, what?
It was really good.
Did
anyway,
draw, like, some
I can't
wedding?
Share it on the show. It's a little gross. So, sorry.
Okay, so then thanks for bringing it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, bring
then.
It up. You guys can read in the chat.
Gideon Falls, number 18. Go-Go Power Rangers, number 25.
Gideon Falls?
It's like a serious Jeff Lemire book.
Tell us something related but, to
well,
Gravity Falls.
Not Gravity
no, no,
Falls.
No, 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 no.
Like Gideon?
Not
Gravity
even
Falls.
Gideon Falls.
Every time I heard it,
that is a great anime.
Animation.
Oh.
Don't get me
Guardians
started.
Guardians of the Galaxy, number 11.
Cool.
Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy, number 3 of 6. Speaking of polyamory.
It happens in that book?
No, it's just them two.
Oh.
One-on-one. Hawkman, number 18. House of Whispers, number 15.
Ooh,
whispery.
Stop it.
Whispers.
Stop it.
Justin Whisper. Lee. Justice
oh,
League.
Oh, man.
Odyssey, stop. Number 15.
You sorry. Know when you do that,
what?
It's in my ear, right?
Oh,
so
sorry.
Close.
Sorry.
It's a little too Jesus. Close.
Yeah.
Way too
Oblivion
much bass
song,
in there.
Oblivion Song by Kirkman and DiFelici, number 21. Punisher Soviet, number 1 of 6.
What?
Ooh.
He's a Soviet?
He finally goes commie,
oh,
baby.
Oh, he goes commie, full commie.
You know why he had to leave America? Because our restrictive gun laws.
That's right, damn damn it.
It's like, why can't I shoot everybody I hate in the face?
Damn it.
Why can't I do that? I want to buy a gun and do that.
Yeah. God,
I should be able to do that. This is America.
See?
I'm a commie now.
America. In Putin's Russia, America. You can shoot anyone in the face.
Yeah. If you hate someone, just shoot them in the face.
In Putin, Russia.
Gun shoot you.
Savage.
Oh, God. We're probably loved by Russians.
Yeah, I know. Savage Sword of Conan, number 11.
Ooh. Mm.
How's that going?
Savage. It's savage.
Savage. It's so Star- savage.
Everybody's liking it. The Conan
you
books.
Are on fire tonight, too. I love
his
it.
His pants are on fire.
Because he's a filthy liar.
He is. Star Wars, number 74. Stop it.
So how savage is his story?
Hey, man.
So just stop it.
Stop whispering. Way too much bass in that voice.
Sorry.
Dude.
Sorry. Damn it.
Superman, number 17.
Ooh.
Ooh. Tales from the Dark Multiverse, Blackest Night, number 1. Those are going to be interesting books.
Is that that's a DC Green Lantern's
book.
Blackest
yes,
Night?
Yes, that's sweet. Correct. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Road to Number 100, Issue 04. This is like a free...
Haven't you been on the road to 100 when you first started number 1?
Yes,
04?
Holy crap!
Yeah, I'm a Ninja Turtles freak, so I'm into it.
Ladies
so
and gentlemen, we're on the road to 100 here at number 4.
That's actually one of the more interesting books on the list for me, so
right,
don't judge.
We're judging you.
We are. God.
Marvel's got more facsimile editions. That's when they reprint famous first appearances, and they do it 100% faithfully to the original print, aside from the paper stock they put it on. This one is Tomb of Dracula, number 10,
ooh,
which is the first
cool
appearance
of
Blade.
Blade, yeah.
Cool.
And so that's interesting cool. to see how racist Blade was back in the
first
day.
First of all, Blade was not racist.
He was a pimp
sure
with
was,
an afro
man.
And a 3-foot-wide lapel.
He was the Blade of our time.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
He was the Dolomite.
Hey, Dolomite. Hey, Dolomite is my name.
Dolomite is my name,
respect,
baby.
Respect.
Respect.
Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, number 50.
Good Lord.
The greatest Marvel
unbeatable.
Character of all time.
Why she was not in Endgame, I don't know. We wouldn't
she should have been.
She should have been.
She probably was, you know, if we should examine the footage.
Yeah.
There's like 3,000 people on screen in that movie.
She should have fought Thanos and not Marvel.
Thanos.
Yeah. Not Captain Marvel.
Here we go. Our good friend, Stan Sakai. Usagi Yojimbo, 35th anniversary, issue number 6 of the new series.
I wish
color.
That guy would work very harder cool. at putting more comics out and more content out because it's really good.
He's the most
down.
Consistent comic creator of all time.
That's right.
And he's got a cartoon
coming out.
He never
puts his pen or paper down. That's
he
right.
He's constantly working.
He's
yeah.
constantly working, that guy.
He's the man.
Yeah, he is.
I love him dearly.
Stop.
Stan Sakai,
he's okay.
the legend. He's the greatest.
Yeah, he's all right.
Wonder you Woman, stop, number 82.
Ooh.
And X-Men, number 2.
Hell yeah, man.
X-Men, number 2?
That's
good
right.
Lord. All right,
X-Men
ladies and gentlemen, that is your series. Comic book list for this Wednesday, for New Comic Book Wednesday. Each and every Wednesday's New Comic Book Wednesday right here at the Queen Kamala
no,
Center in Maui Comics
no Soviet
and Collectibles.
Soviet Conan.
Soviet Conan. I like it. I like it a lot. Anyway, what was I going to say? That was the second to last comic you read?
Or Words.
Wonder Woman 82?
Wonder Woman 82. Question, the new movie came out, Wonder Woman Bloodlines. Anybody seen it?
Yeah, I see it.
Is it good?
That's all right.
Yeah, okay, well, then I'm not getting it. Then if it's
the
all
DC right. animated, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Oh, those
they
are
come
usually
out pretty
good,
regularly.
Though,
yeah, most of those are pretty good.
All right,
yeah.
I'm in.
I'll tell you the truth, though, and this is like an unpopular opinion. I'm not a big fan of the new, just the style, like the model of the drawings and stuff that they use for the new DC animation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like Bruce Timm stuff. If it's a cartoon, I like it to be a cartoon, you know? Mm. When they try to get too hyper-real. Unless they do it, like, to crazy detail like an anime. Like, Batman Ninja was incredible.
Right.
But the most of the DC Universe stuff, it's like, I like the story. They're very well-written. But it's like... Maybe better as live action. I don't know.
Wow. They would criticizing, be too criticizing well.
I'm not
an
criticizing.
Artist,
I'm just saying.
Art style. How
I'm not
dare
criticizing
you?
Art style. It's just.
This is what he
sometimes
likes.
Hyper real is not fun when you're dealing
yeah.
with art.
Yeah, Bruce Timm. You have no idea what you're doing, you dummy.
No, Bruce Timm knows what he's doing. I love that.
Oh,
guy.
Sorry. Didn't sound like that.
Darwin Cook. No. I got to watch that new animated series.
That's Darren Cook
it's
to you.
Darwin.
Murakami said that we need to start a contest to design Matt Long.
I'm in. Matt Long. Make sure that he's
Rocky
Filipino. Matt Long. All right. Now.
What? Why are you getting me?
First thing Stop that we're going to talk about.
Did everybody see Dr. Sleep?
No.
Well, we're not going to talk about that first.
I watched Parasite, though.
I want to hear about that because I'm watching that tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So don't sleeping. No spoilers,
I
but let me know
spoil
if it's good. Oh, shut your mouth.
I want to spoil Dr. Sleep, but...
No, we will, but I want...
Yeah, but I probably won't watch it until it
comes
out.
I want to talk about what you wanted to talk about first.
Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog. So, what is the deal with the brand new Sonic trailer? Paramount decided to come out with a new trailer. They have revamped the entire Sonic the Hedgehog design.
They are going to make so much more money
are
on this
really?
Version. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, you think
the,
so?
You know
the
fans what? Behind this one.
One thing. So, everything was perfect. They showed Green Hill Zone as the first opening scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
nice.
My goodness. It was beautiful. He doesn't look like some kind of nightmare fuel, annoying orange, like, piece of crap dumpster trash, but yeah. He looks amazing now. He looks, you know, accurate to the video game or close enough to it.
Yeah.
You know, and of course Jim Carrey's still there.
Yeah.
And things like that. Unfortunately, they did not find a way to digitally edit out James Marsden from the movie.
Oh,
they
how dare you?
They could have replaced him with Miles.
No.
Miles Tails per hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice to see the Green Hills, though.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. That was actually pretty cool.
So good.
So I'm assuming he comes through some kind of time warp.
Who cares?
Dimension warp?
Nobody cares. People act like we care. We just want to see Sonic go fast.
I kind of do.
Nobody cares.
Oh, come on.
They're like, ooh, the writing is so bad. It's like, it's a movie about a freaking Sega Genesis video game.
I think if there's only one thing I didn't like about it, about Mr. Sonic the Hedgehog going fast, they decided to put him going slow-mo over the hood of the car.
So?
But he wants to go fast, so what the frick?
He just jumped a car hood, man. Take it easy.
He wanted the car slide hood.
He's not always running in the game, too.
Can I tell you something? I was thoroughly impressed with this. I had zero interest before the old trailer
came
out.
Doesn't it look so good?
I had zero interest when I saw
the
trailer.
Why didn't they do this to begin with? Like, why did they make us seem like we were unreasonable for wanting this?
No.
You know?
Well, we'll see. But all I know is
now
I'm
interested. All I can say is score one for Toxic Fandom.
Yeah. It's going to change Star Wars too.
Yeah.
Toxic Fandom has already changed Star Wars.
Yeah, it did.
Kathleen Kennedy's changed Star Wars.
Shut up.
Yeah, she has. She's awful. Anyway, I thought Sonic the Hedgehog looks good. I can't believe I want to watch a movie with James Marsden in it that does not...
No, they could have... They really should have edited him while they were fixing
he's
Sonic.
Fine.
He's not fine.
He's fine.
He's never been in anything
super
that was good.
Fine.
Oh, yeah.
Name one movie that was good that he
his
was in.
His face looks like a fist. Okay.
X-Men, X2, X The Last Stand.
Hey,
dude, shall I go on?
Yeah, no. Because those aren't good movies.
Shut your mouth.
Superman Returns?
He was in that, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
You know what else he was in? Hop.
That actually wasn't bad.
That was bad.
I can't believe you were discrediting James Marsden's performance.
Okay.
He was in that movie Enchanted.
That was actually a pretty decent movie. That wasn't bad.
Sure,
it was sweet.
I did.
You never saw that?
Like no, I never seen
fist
that.
Fist for face.
His face looks like where a fish should be.
It's just like a big old muscly fist.
Like a punch of your face.
Oh, wasn't he in Westworld too?
I don't know. Yes, I think
that's
he was in Westworld.
Okay. Drew Gutierrez says.
All right. Westworld would be his best role because he's good in that.
He was in Disturbing Behavior.
Yeah. As Cyclops, right?
Yes, he was. He was in Disturbing Behavior, Katie Holmes. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty decent movie.
That was a fun movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
it. He always plays...
He's the same dude.
The bad, like, boyfriend.
Yeah.
Just that nobody wants.
He's in Zoolander.
Get in the effing car!
Mm-hmm. You know what else he's in? He, you know, his best role? He's the guy that gets screwed in The Notebook. Because she wants to go back. She wants to go back to... you know, what's
that movie
name?
Is a whole big bowl of three scoops of vanilla ice cream.
I freaking hate that movie.
It was terrible.
That movie would have been good if
I can't tell any of the actors or actresses apart by gender or hair color.
If Rachel McAdams did not...
Oh, yeah, he was in Anchorman, too. That's right.
If she didn't cheat on that guy, I would have liked it a lot better. She cheated on her fiancé with Ryan Gosling.
That's what fiancés are for.
Oh, yeah. Frick, man. It pissed me off.
Well, wait. What you want to go with? I would say Ryan Gosling.
James Marsden in that movie was such a good guy. He wanted to take care of her, and all of a sudden she finds some letters, and all of a sudden she wants to bang him.
Who would you rather bang?
James Marsden.
The guy that can write, obviously.
Obviously, the guy that can write letters that was hidden for...
So,
that's my point.
James Marsden.
Yes.
We were talking about him because of the Sonic trailer.
He's in Hairspray.
But, let me just... The new Hairspray?
Yes.
Garbage. John Jay brings up a really good what if.
Yeah?
What if the first Sonic trailer was meant to be a throwaway? So well, it was meant to make people feel disgusted so that they wanted to get involved. And it was like viral marketing.
Conspiracy theory.
That
would explain why Sonic had so many teeth in the first trailer.
Yeah.
And such small eyes. Yeah, and looks so freaking weird.
Let's stop talking about it. It's making me have bad memories.
Anyway, this new trailer looks much better. I will say that I am in total agreement with Format and I talked about it off the show. My biggest problem with that is Jim Carrey's performance as Dr. Robotnik.
What?
Yep. I like it.
Shut up. It's a weird thing with me because I know what he's going for, and it matches the character, but it feels like old Jim Carrey playing new Jim Carrey.
That's what I really like, is I feel like they probably digitally de-aged him or something because he looks like young Jim Carrey. He's acting just as stupid. The thing is, I know Jim Carrey's talented. I enjoy all the movies he's in, but he's too much of a ham, and it gets annoying. But then the new Jim Carrey was like kind of intriguing because he was like showed more range and he was getting serious and dramatic and stuff. But I kind of miss when he was a dumbass and I could judge him for his idiotic behavior.
Yeah,
because that's the kind of Jim Carrey I like.
Do you?
Oh, okay. I'm into it.
Okay,
he's good.
Yeah, I don't know about that, bro.
He's there to make you laugh.
He's the best.
Yeah, are you sure?
Yeah, no, he's the best.
Dr. Robotnik, pet detective.
That's John you sure J. about Markham. That?
I love it.
All right.
I'm sure.
He's positive. All right. We're standing by it.
I think the last time he was good is in Ace Ventura.
Which one?
They're both good. I gotta admit. Gotta get a slinky, 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 no?
The Grinch?
No. This is Ace Ventura. Oh,
Ace Ventura?
Song.
Okay. No, because Swan... By the way, I just...
Are we doing movie clips
Hey, that's Dr. Robotnik right there.
One more thing I must do.
I want to just say, well, I just brought up Swan because Swan always watches The Grinch, Jim Carrey's live action The Grinch.
Yeah.
I've watched that thing so many times. I don't know if I hate it or love it.
So can
or
I
whatever.
Tell you? Can I let you in on a little secret? Love Christmas? I hate every iteration of The Grinch there's ever been, even the original. Hate it. Hate that one. Hate Ron Howard's one. I hate the new one.
What?
I hate the live.
You hated
I hate
the animated Grinch?
Yep. And I hate the animated Grinch. And I hate the new one that just came out with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Did you like the children's book?
Ladies and gentlemen, G is the Grinch.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe you just don't like the Grinch.
I don't like the
Nobody
exact,
needs to hear your opinion on
I don't
it,
like the Grinch. That's my thing. I don't like the
Grinch. You're a
like
jerk.
It. And I hate that stupid song.
So, but Swan, who made me watch that movie many, many times.
It's awful.
He's leaving the store this week. This is going to be his last shipment tomorrow.
I'm in
the... Oh, sorry. Was that the wrong reaction?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Sorry.
You know, he's...
Love Swan.
Yeah, he's on to bigger and better things. We love him. He'll be around, but he's not going to be here every... He's like... You know, we used to joke that Swan's like a fixture in the store. He's just here all day, every day. Yeah. And, you know... Very reliable, and you know we loved having him around.
I feel like he passed away or something.
It's hard because it's like, if he's not here every day, people are going to be like, "What the hell?"
He's finally done putting up with your crap. Nice, sometimes.
Good
for him.
Damn!
Wow.
You know, and the best thing about Swan is like he, you know, when you have just random nerd conversations, this is what you come into a comic store. Some people just come out just to talk story with Swan and just like you know go over fandom stuff and. And he's a great guy to talk to because he doesn't just like your basic stuff. He likes this really weird, random set of...
He's a wealth of knowledge.
A wealth of knowledge for obscure characters. And we'd love to have him here. He helped us build the store.
We salute you, Swan, and you shall be missed.
He will be missed for sure.
Aww.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're actually talking like he's dead.
Rest
You're
in
right.
peace.
Rest
in
peace.
Half mass tomorrow, man.
He's gonna walk in and hate all of us.
He'll be here for the shipment tomorrow, so if this is gonna be the last week that Swan's gonna be doing subscription pulls, so expect them to be very wrong the following week.
Can we take pictures?
Yeah, of course.
Of Swan?
Yeah, I give permission for you guys to photograph Swan.
All right.
Sweet.
I get permission for Swan to do anything.
Sweet. So just
I take pictures of him all the time.
Raw,
from
unadulterated
outside
pictures
house.
Of Swan
he
you can take
know.
Here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right. So
that's
what I heard. All right. Anyway, now.
Mrs. Ward.
Moving on to some more interesting news, other than Sonic
You're
the Hedgehog.
My boy Blue.
Are we talking about Ghostbusters Afterlife?
We will.
Oh.
We will. Well, you know what? Might as well talk about it now. Why Ghostbusters not? Afterlife. They are done shooting the movie, and it does star all of the original cast, plus Paul Rudd.
As Egon?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, Wait. He's going to be Egon.
Wait, they got
word?
No, he's not. I'm just kidding. Rick Moranis today? No, they did not get Rick Moranis back, but everyone else,
so that's
everyone
not the whole
with
original
the whole original cast, except for this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy.
No, just Rick Moranis. Just
oh, so they got Harold Ramis. They got Harold Ramis?
Yeah, he's gonna be there. No.
Hologram Harold Ramis
in the form.
Hold him.
He's gonna be there
in the form of a marble bust in a hallway.
Oh, yeah, God. Probably. But apparently they're paying homage to him in the movie. But yes, Dan Aykroyd.
Right, he's going
to
be a ghost. He's the first one they catch.
Ernie Matthew. Hudson. And, of course, Bill Murray and Sigourney Weaver.
You guys are messed up.
Is Annie Potts in it?
Annie Potts is in it. And hell maybe yeah, maybe not then. Rick Moranis.
If Annie's back, so. then I'm in.
Of course. Annie's just awesome.
Hey, you so know I mean, who else is back?
Did you say Ernie Hudson, too?
Ernie Hudson, too. Everyone's back.
Ray Parker Jr. is back.
Yes!
That's right. I forgot all about
that.
Too? That's right.
Yes. He did a drunk Facebook Live, like, yeah. promoting the movie.
I was like, hey, guys!
It was hilarious. It was just him and...
Who are you going to call?
Him and one of his other friends in the hotel. They were so excited. Like, I haven't done anything in 40 years, man.
They finally...
Waiting around for another Ghostbusters song.
That's awesome.
Who are you going to call?
Well, no, but it's going to be called Ghostbusters Afterlife. It was called Ghostbusters 2020 for a while. Now it's going to be called Ghostbusters Afterlife. And it's basically what we've all wanted for them, for the original cast, to train up a new crew so we can get so we can build an affection for this new crew to make other movies.
Sweet.
That's what they're doing. So it's about freaking time.
Let's just
time.
Skip to the animated series because we all know that was the best part of the original Ghostbusters
Once
franchise.
Again, here's the thing. I'm going to say something very controversial. I thought the Ghostbusters cartoon series sucked.
You suck.
I hated it.
Maybe you were watching the one with the gorilla. That one did suck.
That's actually better than the other one.
You are like
that's the original Ghostbusters.
Your taste is not to be trusted.
I actually kind of like the one with the gorilla a little
Thank
bit.
Thank you.
But I still love the Ghostbusters.
The real Ghostbusters.
The real Ghostbusters.
The real Ghostbusters. And the stupid Slimer thing, like he's hanging out and helping them. I was like, give me a break.
How else was he going to sell all that cereal?
Yeah.
That was amazing cereal.
I still like the movie over the cartoon, though.
I love the movie. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah,
Ghostbusters 1 and
Killer
Ghostbusters
movie.
2. If you don't like Ghostbusters 2, you...
I love Ghostbusters 2. That's why everybody yells at me when I say I like that one. They're like, that one sucks.
That's my favorite.
Like, it. That's a great one. Ghostbusters 2 is awesome.
Vigo the Carpathian?
Mm-hmm.
A River of Hate slime?
He's the Scourge of Carpathia.
That pain scared me while I was a kid. It still scares me to this day.
Vigo. So good. And
I enjoyed the animated show.
We had a really great idea. I was telling my brother how I wanted to get my knees tattooed, and I wanted to make them into little ugly babies. And he was like, you should do the Ghostbusters baby. And I was like, it's a genius idea. I'll
Oscar
do one
is
Oscar,
good.
And then do the other one as Vigo.
That yeah. is good.
But do it while they're doing that face meld.
Yeah.
So it's like he has old man nose, but baby eyes.
Anyways, just wanted to share that conversation, a private
conversation. It was worth sharing.
All right.
Yeah, I enjoyed the animated
series.
A lot of the story, I mean, I learned more about Halloween because of that.
Sam
Did
Hain.
You really?
Yeah.
The Samhain episode is killer.
Oh, all of the Samhain episodes are awesome.
I think my biggest problem is that it felt like all of them were so like laid back and chill. Nothing
I love
seemed...
that. I love when you feel like you can live in a world. And that's part of why
that's
you fall in love with cartoons.
Like.
Because in Saturday morning, you know, if you go and watch old 80s cartoons, like the theme songs are banging. But as soon as you're watching it, it's kind of like you're walking into someone's house and hanging out. And that's kind. It's comfortable. That's how you get to know those characters.
I watch Mask. Mask is awesome. Mask just get right into the missions, and we're on our way for another 22
No, they
minutes.
Don't. You're hanging out with that dumbass kid in his motorcycle for like the first 30 seconds, and
okay, fair enough.
And then he's
I
like,
think Mask is better. I mean, even Turbo Teen was pretty cool.
They're all great. Don't get me on 80s cartoons.
What? You spent so much time for him looking for a way to get wet.
Yeah, I know, right? It's so
it
awesome.
Good fun.
Anyway,
oh, man.
Ghostbusters Afterlife is hitting theaters 2020. I'm very excited. I hope
Do
Jason...
you have a favorite Ghostbusters episode?
He hated the show.
I didn't like the show. So I never had a favorite. I
but,
didn't like it.
Just while we're talking about the show, though, the reason it was so good is J. Michael Straczynski, who is a very well-known Marvel writer. He worked on a lot of Spider-Man.
Did a lot of sci-fi stuff.
Did a lot of sci-fi stuff, but he wrote a lot of those television episodes.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
That I mean, cartoon. No, I mean, like I said, everybody
it's
worked on it.
It's worth watching, man. The stories are actually really good.
No disrespect to anybody that worked on it. It was not my cup of tea. Didn't like it. Especially after how much I love the movie.
And John Jay, just for reference, is... God, what? I wish I could read Drew Gutierrez's comment, because that one's a good one.
FT Bob.
John J. Murakami said that Teen Titans Go just did a Turbo Teen parody.
Did they?
It's like, whenever I growing up in the 80s makes you sound like a psycho, because you try to describe shows that you've seen.
Oh, yeah.
And because of the nature of they don't get recorded anywhere, they're like, that sounds like a person on drugs made that up, and you're on drugs, and it wasn't a show. You know, so it's like you sat, like, you remember that show about the kid who had to get wet to turn into a car? And they're like, what the heck? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the reaction you get.
Yeah. So, I like when a smile turns into the bumper.
Yeah,
it's pretty
that was
sweet.
So creepy.
Every, so awesome.
Because it would, no matter what position, it would smile with that wider.
Woo!
Wait, was there a Babylon 5 cartoon?
Yes.
Babylon 5. To be honest, to be fair, I can't judge Babylon 5 because I've never seen it.
It's good. I tried to watch that show.
The only reason why I wanted to see it, because Bruce Boxleitner was in it, and he was the man.
All right.
It sounds like.
So, are we going to talk about The Mandalorian at any point?
No.
What?
No. Yeah. Screw that. Yeah. What's The Mandalorian?
It's on Disney Plus that just launched 2 days ago.
Disney Plus officially on
our new corporate overlords.
That's right. Officially on every single platform available. And yes,
they're not on Switch.
I'm going to tell. Here's before we get into The Mandalorian. Let me tell you something
I
about
wish Switch.
The Disney Plus application. Okay. Disney Plus application is on every single freaking device available right now. The actual interface is actually fairly good for a brand new.
I think it's great.
It's a pretty good interface. I'm going to tell you something a lot of people aren't talking about is that all of the original Star Wars films from 1 to 8, or I don't think even 8's on there yet, they are all remastered in 4K, HDR, and Dolby Atmos.
And in the original Greedo scene.
These are all... Okay, remember...
They edited it again.
The original trilogy is the special editions because that's the ones they're going to wait and they're going to release the other ones because Disney's going to do it because it's a...
Did you know that somebody actually went through and... unmastered, unedited, did the original master of
they
the
did.
Star
Wars? I saw it.
Yeah, they need to upload that.
Well, they might, but it's interesting.
But with Dubacks, right?
Yes, Dubacks got to stay in. All of the...
they were a part of the original vision.
The majority of all the Disney cartoons are all remastered in 4K, HDR, and Atmos, which is a big deal. And because they've never been available before in 4K, so for the streaming service to do that is pretty crazy. So, anyway, very impressed with it so far. Francine, I know you have to go. We love you.
What? So give us some words on Parasite.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Okay, before we get into Mandalorian, Parasite with the Korean film that has just premiered here in Maui.
Are they doing just one show? Or is that
No. It's a whole full run.
Oh, excellent.
I totally forgot you had to leave. But anyway, Parasite, go.
It was adorable.
Adorable.
That's not what I was expecting at all.
Yeah.
Really? All right. Do I need
a good way?
What's that? No.
Isn't it supposed to be like a thriller, horror kind of thing?
Maybe.
You don't want to spoil it? Okay. All right.
Damn it. Okay. So Parasite is the Korean film?
I would really recommend it. I took my husband and my son. We all watched it. The boys sat through subtitles and everything. It was good.
I love.
And no popcorn. They've really enjoyed
foreign films. And this one looks very good.
It's very good.
It's the guy who directed The Host. Then.
It's not what I thought it was going to be.
Good. That's good. I'm very excited to see it. It is playing currently here, and you are totally recommending. Is it anything like the trailer portrays it to be?
I'm not going to say that it
Kay. Good.
Is Kay. Or isn't.
Okay. Fair enough.
You're like, I plead the fifth. That's my review.
Right, but yeah. I do need to see it.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. It's a really enjoyable film.
All right.
Very
good.
I might even watch it a second time. Maybe not in the theaters, but I would definitely
watch it
consider
again?
Owning it. It's cute.
Is it good?
It's super cute.
The fact that you say it's cute scares me and
it's
worries
super
me.
Super cute.
God.
It's the cutest thing I've ever
Dang
seen.
Dang it. Don't say that.
Excuse me. Adorable.
Oh, 34,
24,
23.
You're welcome.
Damn it.
So
I'll see you later.
is the hype real, though? So everyone's saying go see it. We should go see it.
I mean, I wouldn't have seen it if Cynthia hadn't told me about it. I watched the trailers and I was... thinking it was going to be something very different than what I experienced it being. And
this is the Korean boy band stage film, right?
Yes.
Yeah, nice. All right. Can't wait.
And let's see.
I need some new dance moves.
I'm not sure if I would have seen it if it hadn't been pitched to me in a different way, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Because it's not the kind of movie that I would normally go and watch in the theater.
All right.
Does that make sense? But it makes total sense. But
all
I'm
right.
glad I watched
Fair
it.
Enough. So, Parasite.
So a children film.
So Francine nice. Wahlraven puts
fun,
a...
Fun for the whole family.
Puts a Nerd awesome. Watch recommends on this puppy.
Absolutely. There's Sweet. Plenty of masturbation.
Whoa! What?
Is that a word? Am I allowed to say that?
Whoa! What?
I'm just kidding. There's no masturbation.
Aw.
Just kidding, there is.
I don't want to see this movie at all.
Just kidding, there isn't.
Oh.
No, just kidding, there is.
Is this like masturbation inception?
I don't
know. It just keeps going. You're like, is that masturbation? That is. But is it? I don't know.
That?
Maybe not.
Is that just a
There's a lot
sandwich?
Of people rubbing up against washer machines and stuff.
Well, Francine, we That's love crazy. You, dear. And we'll see you next time. Thank you for coming to the show. And I know you'll be here next time. I know you got stuff to do. And
can I say the F word one more time?
No, you may not. You may not.
Just one more time?
No.
Say fudge it.
But what if I just said F?
No, you cannot. Don't do that. Don't do that. No, I can't. I can't. I already got to find it once.
Come on.
No.
Yeah, you know
it's
how.
It's right next to the one you'll have to find.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Do it now. No. Don't do it. Anyway, Francine, we love you. And we want you to be back.
Thank you, Francine.
Next time.
Bye, guys.
For hanging
All
out.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for the sandwich.
Welcome.
Mm.
You're the bomb.
Thanks for being my friend, Alika.
What the? What? What's going on? What did I miss? Oh, man.
She heard the smack you were talking behind her back, and I told
right.
her about it, and I
sure
made it sound even worse.
Golly, what the hell's that about? Anyway.
Bye, Franny.
Bye, Francine. Wow. All right, so getting back to it, The Mandalorian, the new Disney Digital Plus series.
Yeah.
Has hit
why are you staring at me? It's freaking
because
me out.
You watched it, and I think we all did, I think.
Except for Format.
Oh, Format did not see it. Okay, but The Mandalorian
it's
takes
too
place,
early on the release anyways to spoil it.
It
Some
takes
people
place,
are still trying to get on the service.
It takes place after episode 6, somewhere in between episode 6 and 7. Mm-hmm. Okay? Somewhere in that. It stars a bounty hunter.
But an interesting world to be in because, the Empire's fallen.
Yes.
It's the transition phase.
The transition time, yes.
Your Empire credits are no good here.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I have to tell you something. Here's my review. I thought that the costumes were good. The effects were
incredible.
Decent for pretty...
The costumes were incredible.
I don't know about incredible. I love the fact that Werner Herzog, classic director, a master director, was in the show. I thought that this first show was pretty weak. But I'm not judging the entire series on it. That's okay. The reason
How did you think that was weak? I thought it was great.
I thought it was weak.
I thought it was an entire Western movie in one episode.
Yeah, that's what I felt.
Here's the thing. All right. Even though The Mandalorian was good, there was a point to it. He was after
I think it was the best parts of a movie. Like that could have been a movie, and it was 38. It was 38 minutes long, and it was awesome.
What they essentially did was is that he was after a bounty that didn't have a chip, and he had to actually go and work for this bounty. It was the reason why I'm giving this show a break is because it is actually directed and I believe it's led by Dave Filoni.
Yeah.
Dave Filoni is the man who sat at the right hand of George Lucas while the Star Wars, the original animated series from the Cartoon Network was going together, was getting put together. He's the guy that George Lucas pretty much told him all the secrets of how the Star Wars universe works. So I am behind him 100%. Okay. So I think that The Mandalorian is going to be a good show. The ending was completely compelling, and I hope they really latch on to that.
Yeah.
It was a great hook, and I hope they keep on that. I love the fact that Dave Filoni is not afraid to get into the creatures and all of this other, all the fantasy, all the space opera stuff that I like. So I love the fact.
Well, the
I
thing
love
is,
that stuff.
They really are kind. While they're very faithful to the universe, they're kind of branching off and doing something new.
Yeah.
So it's good that they anchored it with all of that creature stuff. Like they were like, remember, they're in the Star Wars universe. This is who they are. You
right.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really thought that there is something here. And I think that if they do it right, I think that this could be a fantastic show. So I'm not
It's great. I think it's great.
I'm not judging it by any stretch. I thought the first episode was a little weak. I want to know more about the characters, and I think that's kind of the point.
And we will find out.
Yeah, and we'll find out. I think and here, and I talked to you about this off the show, Kai. I think that they're going to have to kowtow. Disney's going to have to kowtow to the fact that people want to binge stuff. I can't be on this appointment television crap anymore. I can't do it.
Stop. You're on their schedule. You're waiting for it. You're on it.
I kind of want to binge it because then it feels like I have something to look forward to.
You can savor it, man.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the old days.
Yeah. I mean, people can binge it afterwards.
Stop being a glutton.
But then I'd rather just have it like... to slowly release every one episode.
Well, it's going to be this one. It's going to savor the flavor for sure. We're going to have to do that with Mandalorian, and I'm very excited for it. I love the fact that all of the Star Wars cartoons are on there.
Yep.
All of them.
I started rewatching the X-Men the Animated Series.
Everything is the on first, there.
Oh, wait, that's on there too?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't get a full look through it.
The first three episodes... is like all the Wolverine memes. Every time that comes on screen, I start laughing.
I'm still watching that tonight.
I'm gonna commend. Well, there's another thing I'm gonna commend that The Mandalorian does in this show that I hope they don't stray from.
Okay.
The fact that the Mandalorian that we're following never takes off his helmet. I love that.
They make
that.
A point of saying that a lot.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
keep
great.
It that way.
Yeah,
I want to see more Carl Weathers. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Spoilers.
All I want to see, by the way, I do want to see Sylvester Stallone come walking in a cantina one time
in his Judge Dredd helmet.
Yes.
Okay. Wait. Okay. I've been trying to figure out which one is Bill Burr. Which one was Bill Burr? Someone said Bill Burr was in this.
He's probably a stormtrooper.
Probably. Yeah, he's got to be.
No, they said he was an alien.
Oh, really? Was he?
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. He was an alien that was kind of sounding like talking like Yoda in the way he.
Oh, it was probably one of the guys in the first bar scene with the blue guy.
I will say this too. I think that it was shot very well.
Actually, maybe the blue one was Bill Burr now that you say it.
Could have been. I got to watch it again. Maybe you're right. It could have been.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to go double check.
Once again, another huge spoiler. In the first 5 minutes of this show, we see the Mandalorian, after he captures his bounty, turning them into carbonite. Which is kind of cool.
Freezing them in carbonite.
Freezing them, right.
You uncultured swine.
Same difference. Anyway.
Hey, it's easier to transport them when they're not trying to kill you.
Yes. Our friend of the show, James Savani, did not like that.
He didn't like how easy it was to freeze someone in carbonite?
Did not like that at all.
I thought that made sense. Technology advances over the years.
That's what I said. That's what I told him, too. But he's not buying it.
You don't like it?
He don't like it. So that's okay. But anyway, it is. I'm going to tell you something. I'm very into The Mandalorian. I love the fact that it's just little chunks of the Star Wars universe. I like that.
Yeah.
I really like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, no, I think Disney Plus is right now the service is gangbusters right now. They got some great content on there. They've made updates to all the pictures. They got old movies, new movies. They've got the classics on there. The Simpsons is on there. All of the cartoons are. It's crazy.
A lot of Fox properties.
A lot of Fox properties are on there. So, but I hope they're not going to do what they said they were going to do a couple months ago. They were thinking about putting Alien back into the vault and some of the other Fox properties. And I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that, please. But anyway, Disney Plus so far, hitting it out of the park in its first official full day. So good on them.
Gannon was saying he's one of the people who was having like streaming issues. And
Gannon was having streaming issues?
Yeah, he couldn't watch.
What's weird is that if he was here, he'd probably tell us about it, but he's not. So
he's rewatching at home.
Oh, is that what he's doing? Okay, fair enough. So overall, Disney Plus is available. $6.99 if you have not gotten it yet. $6.99 a month. Disney undercutting all the competition at $6.99 a month. And I guess they can do that. So good on them. And every single episode of The Simpsons is on there. It's pretty crazy. So I can't wait until every single episode of Family Guy's on there.
Yeah.
I doubt it's going to be on there, but you know,
you can watch up to what season 6, and then stop.
Exactly, I'm with you 100%. You don't need to go down that road anymore. Mm-hmm. 6, maybe 7, and that's it. I'm with you 100%. It hasn't been the same after 6 or 7. I agree. Anyway, That's great news about Disney Plus. There was also some interesting news that made the rounds about Star Wars. I don't know if anybody had heard it. Huge rumors going around that there has been 3 preview cuts of the film for The Rise of Skywalker. I don't know if you guys heard it. These 3 cuts of the film have been the J.J. Abrams cut, the Bob Iger cut, and the George Lucas cut. According to, like I said, these are all rumors, but this is what we're hearing in on the interwebs, so we might as well talk about it a little bit. The first screening of this for audiences was with Bob Iger and J.J. Abrams' cut of the Rise of Skywalker. Apparently, people hated it. Didn't like it at all. They hated the ending. Spoiler, apparently Rey stomps the Emperor into the ground, and no one liked it. Bob Iger was watching with everybody, and the fact that they didn't like it, he freaked. So he demanded reshoots. So after he demanded these reshoots, there was a new cut that was put out, and this new cut ended with a physical appearance of Anakin and Luke. Okay? It tested a little better, but not good enough for Bob. So Bob calls in the big guns. He calls in the man who created the universe. That man's name, George Lucas. George Lucas puts together a new cut for this movie.
I feel like there's going to be a quiz at the end of this.
I know, right? Yeah. So he puts up this new cut of the film. And apparently, it's tested the best. Okay,
extra dewbacks, right?
Hell yeah!
This is all. It's tested the best because apparently, we get an actual secret Skywalker. Don't know what that means.
Dewback Skywalker, dude! Oh man!
So George Lucas comes in to rescue
the
series.
Luke's been in a bantha.
That's true.
Oh god.
So we'll see. I mean, this is all, like I said, this could be all rumors and conjectures. So this is all I know, okay? Sorry, I didn't give a spoiler warning. I thought the Nerd Watch was all about spoilers, baby. This is all over the internet.
Trust this rumor yet. Yeah, wait till it comes out in Deadline or Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, there's apparently 3 cuts to this film. And this is a big deal. So we'll find out if it's real or not come December. But
you have to sit through all 3 cuts.
I kind of want to.
They don't give you a diaper.
Speaking of cuts, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll get my own.
Twitter was trending.
Greedo was a Skywalker. Dude, what?
Oh, Han Solo really is a scoundrel.
All right, he is.
Well, okay. Here's something else. Speaking of cuts, something else was trending on Twitter. This was trending on Twitter this week or this past week. Release the Snyder Cut. Apparently the second anniversary.
It gets a bump every so often.
God.
Apparently the second anniversary of the original movie is coming around.
Although.
And apparently it's gotten a lot of traction this past week.
It's been getting a lot of traction. I'll tell you the truth. I think it's going to happen eventually. I think the studio's really kind of just testing us. Because these are all from official avenues that we're getting the release of Snyder Cut push from Momoa and from Snyder himself. And
yeah.
So those people wouldn't be saying it if there wasn't a chance, and it's probably a pretty good chance. They're just probably trying to gauge the hype right now.
Yeah.
Well, the hype is pretty strong.
So much hype.
Well, the thing is that all of the people that have worked on it from
you know what they need?
What?
They need the guys that complain about the Sonic trailer to go and talk about the Snyder Cut.
Yes, absolutely. So apparently, release the Snyder Cut is maybe coming even closer to fruition. I'm very excited to see it. I hope it does. I surely hope it does. So that's some exciting news. Hopefully it works out. And Warner Brothers sees the fact that there's money to be made in a Snyder Cut of this movie, The Justice League.
Great.
Well, they ended up all the guys like Jason Momoa. He sent out the animation of him destroying or pretty much impaling Steppenwolf, and was going to throw him over to Wonder Woman. Looks pretty cool. So, and then
They
passed him around. So we'll see. We'll see. Anyway,
I don't know.
No,
it doesn't sound interesting to me because it's Steppenwolf.
I think we have to get.
But in
over
the Snyder
that.
Cut, it's actually the 1970s rock star Steppenwolf.
Ooh! Oh.
who, as we all know, was born to be wild.
Oh, don't let me look that up, because I'll play it right now.
Don't.
Please don't. Yes. Anyway, very exciting news. Hopefully the Snyder Cut is getting enough traction that we could actually see it. Anyway, I've been, I don't know if I've been sick, but my voice has been going. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but.
Yeah, can't wait.
Thanks, Format. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Here to support.
What else do we have on that list that we wanted to talk about? We huge list.
We got Death Standing.
No, we're going to talk about that shortly because that's games.
And then you got Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep. Thank you very much.
Spoilers.
Big spoilers ahead for you, Ganon, if you're listening, one of our Nerdwatch cast members.
It was a boy.
Oh, wait. Before.
It was a boy. Yes.
John J. Murakami brings up we got a sneak peek of the new Scooby origin movie. I'll agree with the fart noise.
Gross.
The only two characters that look on model in that whole thing are Shaggy and Scoob. The rest of them look so weird.
I don't even want to watch a movie with Shaggy or Scoob because we have a Shaggy on our show. So it's fine.
Who's the Scoob? Who's your Scooby?
Zoinks? No?
I guess it has to be Aaron then.
Aaron's your Scoob. Is that why he's not here? You haven't been bringing your Scooby snacks?
Yeah, I guess maybe. I don't know.
And how he comes up with his name in the trailer, Scooby. Scoob, I was like, Kimmy,
just get over it. Just
you know what? I have to come to terms with the fact that this is not for me. So it's for somebody else. So
yes,
I'm
it's
okay
for the next
with
generation,
that.
The people who like Scooby.
I thought the animation wasn't very good either.
I thought it was.
I'm
fine.
Not a CG fan.
Yeah. So
I thought it was fine.
By the way, the biggest travesty out of all of this from that Scoob trailer, Fred.
Oh, here
is not wearing an ascot.
He's not wearing an ascot.
What the frick?
Okay, first of all, did anyone in this modern day era know what an ascot is?
No.
First of all, how
dare
you?
The only thing I know about an ascot is that Fred wears one.
Everyone knows what an ascot is.
No, they do not.
The professor on Gilligan's Island somehow keeps his nice and clean.
Yes, he does. And ascots, or the millionaire, I'm sorry, not the professor.
No, I understand that. But you guys
I don't want to see Fred's neck. You know why Fred wears that ascot?
Why?
Because Daphne keeps putting hickeys on his neck when they make out in the Mystery Machine.
So?
That's why he wears it.
Dude, you have
weird
issues.
Everyone knows
why
this.
Why are you so... You're like all jacked up on sexuality with cartoons and comic
not.
Characters.
I'm just,
you are, dude.
Yeah, you are.
I'm stating
Scooby-Doo.
The obvious.
I don't know.
You're like,
the obvious.
Oh, man. You remember with Jem and the holograms? They were totally boning in the helicopter.
Oh, God. Dude, just get over it.
I know. That's why he wears the ascot, by the way. So just so everybody knows, all right? Everyone
Nobody
knows.
Nobody wears the ascot in 2019.
Okay? They were getting it on.
All right, Dr. Sleep.
Thank you.
Thank
Let's
you.
Get out of the Scoob talk. I'm not, I am very not into this Scoob talk.
So I'm not a horror guy, aficionado or anything.
I love the horror.
And but I wanted to go because the original.
First of all, let's preempt this with the fact that we went on the premiere night. Because Aaron got you a ticket.
Aww.
What a nice
what
guy.
What a nice guy.
Jeez. And then I got Gannon's ticket. So Gannon
You're not
went
that to, nice.
No, I'm not. He's lucky I got him a ticket, that prick. Anyway.
Whoa.
So we went to go see Dr. Sleep. Aaron, myself, Alika, and, of course, Gannon. So we went to go see Dr. Sleep. It is the continuation of the Shining film. From Stanley Kubrick. So this is based off of Stephen King's book, Dr. Sleep, the official sequel. So because you went, because you were interested, I'm very interested to hear what you have to say about it, Alika. So go.
It was like the story was great. I enjoyed the story. Maybe there's other people who didn't. You know, the original Shining was like a psychological thriller, yep. Was a horror movie. But over time, because of its popularity, became a pop culture phenomenon. And, like, nothing exemplifies that more than, you know, the fact that The Shining was a level on Ready Player One. You know what I mean?
And if you don't know by now, Stephen King hates The Shining, the movie. Hated it. You didn't know that?
Okay, that makes sense.
Stephen King, Stephen King.
It's more
hated,
like Stanley Kubrick's movie.
Right. So Stephen King hated the adaptation.
So, but The Shining is obviously a pop culture phenomenon.
Yes,
and it's,
absolutely.
Everybody the world over knows it's instantly recognizable.
Yes, absolutely.
On so many levels. And so it went through Ready Player One in that kind of like took the bite off it. It wasn't like as psychological or thrilling or scary. It was a commercial product. It was like the twins are characters. The bathtub lady's a character.
Come and play with us.
You know what I mean? The elevator blood is just a thing. It's no longer scary. It's like this prepackaged, you know, product or whatever, which is, you know, not necessarily a bad thing. It's why I'm interested in it. And then so I wanted to see Dr. Sleep. Dr. Sleep was like a comic book graphic novel adaptation of a continuation of what's going on in that universe.
Interesting.
Because you introduce so much lore. Yeah. Like in the first 10 minutes, like basically the world that The Shining happens in is like totally ignorant to the actual world of these soul vampires and steam and all this other stuff. And the exposition that that the guy, the original guy, is he Doc too? Or
So, okay. Here's how it
works. The ghost of the guy who was in The Shining.
Right. So the ghost in The Shining,
the groundskeeper guy.
Right. That guy was played by in the original by Scatman Crothers.
Uh-huh.
And he
who
was,
died not
right,
too long
correct.
After.
So he was in. He's the guy that had The Shining as well.
Yeah. Who taught?
What?
What's his name?
No. Just
Scatman.
It's a rest in peace moment because he originally did the voice of Jazz in the Transformers.
Oh
yes,
wow.
He did. Yeah. Yes. Nice. And he also did the voice, if I'm not mistaken, he did the voice of Harlem Globetrotters, one of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, wow. What the hell?
Just,
anyway.
Just Jazz, dude.
Okay.
He's a Transformer.
So Scatman Crothers had The Shining and was able to, of course, communicate with Danny.
So the ghost of him is played by somebody else, obviously,
correct.
In this movie.
Because Scatman
but
the
amount of
dead.
Exposition that he has to do in like the first 20 minutes of the movie, mm-hmm. like when you're listening to him just go on, you're like, I know this is setting up a lot of the movie, but it's pretty heavy. Like he's just like, oh, and there's soul vampires, but that doesn't mean I don't want you to keep doing The Shining, but they can see you now. You know what I mean? And he kind of had to like explain around The Shining movie. You know, he was like, and for a little while, it's a little shaky. Like you don't really understand how this universe coincides with the universe from The Shining. You're like, some of that doesn't make sense because if Danny was that bright, they would have just seen him and ate him and whatever.
It sounds like a lot of stuff.
Well, it was a lot of stuff to get into for the lore.
Here's the thing, and to go to your point,
But the other thing is, I really like that world. I thought it was interesting. It's a very long movie, but it had to be. I think Danny, Ewan McGregor's character, went through a lot, and you feel like you're going through it with him in real time. It's pretty... I'm not saying it drags, but it's just like it does feel like you're like 8 years later and you're like, whew, I went through those 8 years sobering up with the guy. I loved the fact that how he became Dr. Sleep, how he's using his power of shining for palliative care and actually being a decent person and helping people come to terms with their own death in hospice. I thought that was beautiful. If that was the whole movie, I would have been like, this is great. You know, that's a great ending for a character like Danny.
Had a very Green Mile vibe to that portion, yeah.
I think the end of the movie where there's that actual showdown is probably not as strong as the mid part where you're just Danny is the hospice care worker. I thought that was probably my favorite, most strongest part of the movie. And they could have made a whole movie just on that.
I think your points are well taken. I think you're right about a lot of it. I think you have to remember, too, is that Mike Flanagan has done a solid for Stephen King. What he did was he directed the same way Stephen King writes. So that's the way he directed the film.
Long-winded?
Very.
Superfluous?
Right. Very much so. So in respect to Stephen, I think Mike Flanagan did that.
I've never read a Stephen King novel, by the way.
You're right, though. He gets very exponential. Is that
but
the
that's how you get sucked into things.
He expounds on things.
You blow the world up, and it's things that are very hard to put on the film when you kind of like go into people's backgrounds. It's not like everybody gets a flashback when you meet them, you know?
Yeah.
But
I'm going to say something that is non-controversial. It doesn't spoil anything. I think Dr. Sleep is one of the best movies of the year. I love Dr. Sleep. I thought it paid homage enough to Stanley Kubrick without going overboard with it.
So if you're saying this is Stephen King approves of this movie, but he hates Stanley Kubrick's movie, I mean, they really... And it doesn't take part a lot at that hotel. You know, it's only really the end and a little bit of the middle and things like that.
Right. Because you got to remember, he's dealing with...
But the actual ghosts of the hotel, when they have to finally go back to the Overlook, is they just feel like products at that point. They're neutered. They don't have teeth anymore.
Well, what you don't understand is that this was not just a story about him shepherding another person with the shining Abra. It was about him confronting his own demons.
And Abra was also, she was incredible. She was good. The actresses who played all ages of that girl, I thought they were all great.
Yeah, I thought they were.
Because you kind of grew up with her in the movie.
Yeah.
And Abra's through line, the storyline, I really liked that. I liked a lot about this movie, but it was long. It was really long.
It's about 2.5 hours long.
Yeah. I don't know if the casting on the main villain, Rose, was that great.
You mean Rebecca Ferguson? I thought she was great.
Really?
I liked her.
I mean, God, I don't know.
You got to remember, you got to find, for that role, you got to find somebody that is compelling.
That's Stevie Nicks, but at 40.
You stop it. Rebecca Ferguson is number one. She is a knockout. Number two, she played the character very well. She, you got to remember, they have grown up in time throughout history. So
the other weird thing I'll say about the vampires, the soul vampires, and when they steal, you know, people's souls and things.
The steam.
Uh-huh. And yeah, there's a lot of lingo in there, but the steam and a lot of time they're taking it from children, right? They're taking the steam from children. And the troublesome thing is the what they have to do to take the steam is. And it's, you know, vampires already are pretty sexual, and this is no different. It's, you know, it's sexual, you know. There's a scene where they actually, there's a couple scenes where they take some children, and it gets really uncomfortable at the point.
It is.
Because vampires, just by their nature, when you're acting out a vampire for an actor and actress, you can't help it. And it's obvious that a large component of acting like a vampire is slightly sexual.
But
even without the biting, there's still the way they play it.
It's
is
so
still
compelling.
That way.
It's right. You're right. It's so compelling to see them have to bleed their victim, but yet they're not actually drinking the blood. That's very cool. It's the act of dying, which is super cool. I think that Dr. Sleep is a great movie. Ewan McGregor did a good job. I think that movie should be seen by everyone. It's a 2.5 hour movie, but I tell you what, for me, it did not feel that way. I thought it was excellent, and I think that I think it came out in November because I think it's Oscar bait too.
This needs to be said because I didn't know this. Hawaiian Rebelware in the chat says Scatman was also Hong Kong Phooey.
Yes,
that's
yes.
awesome.
That is correct.
That's cool.
That is correct. And he's he was great as Hong Kong Phooey.
Yeah, Stanley mentioned it as well.
So
before logging out for the night.
Anyway, if you guys have not seen Dr. Sleep and you're a fan of The Shining, go watch it. It's
really worth
cool.
watching, but just know it's long. It is long. Like I wasn't prepared for it to be that long, and I was interested in the movie the whole time, but it was long, man.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely long, but I really enjoyed it. Don't read that comment on format, okay? Don't read
Gammon's
that comment on the Facebook chat.
Are you reading Gammon's comment?
Yeah.
Read it out loud for the class. Why don't
no!
You?
Do it. Why don't I hear you? What's going on with your mic now? I don't know what's going on with your mic.
Well, jiggle it around.
Jiggle it.
Here.
Take that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you take the crappy one?
Wait. Matt Long!
Take this one. Try this one now. And go.
What's wrong with our equipment?
I don't know. You were working fine just 2 seconds ago. Anyway.
Please donate to the Patreon. We need new equipment.
No, we don't. I got mics coming in. Anyway.
We do? Yet.
I like Dr. Sleep. Patreon. I like Dr. Sleep. I thought it was very well done.
The Shining was long. Matt Long.
How long?
It's Matt Long. That's pretty sweet. Anyway.
Is that Filipino fella?
I thought he was Chinese.
No, not Matt Long.
Not Matt Long.
Matt Long is Filipino.
You know,
and Chad's going to design them after this show.
Please do.
Now, coming up, we do have Hard Media. I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to do it this week.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
do the Hard Media.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Hard Media. So, because Gannon's not even here to do Hard Media, so
whatever. Oh, my goodness. That's what the N is. Yeah. Matt Long.
Matt Long. Well, anyway, moving on. Anything else we're missing in television or movies or anything like that?
No.
All right. Now.
Televisions or movies.
Now.
I
do know this.
What?
He gets it from Wish. What do you mean AliExpress?
Shut up. All right. Now.
What?
Boys and girls, there was another cinematic thing that came out this week. And it was actually created by Hideo Kojima.
Hey, wait, before we get to that.
What?
Can I just say congratulations to Funplex Phoenix for winning
Funplex Phoenix
2019
FPX
the 2019 League of Legends World Tournament.
And a Rio
was a
stomp.
Can I say this? And I hate to
talk later.
I hate to be this guy.
What?
Can we never mention League of Legends
no,
on the show
again?
No,
I play League of Legends. What about watches it?
Fine.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're just saying congratulations to the Chinese
team
who won.
To the easiest win.
Oh God, it was so
in all of world history.
So Matt Long led his League of Legends team. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
3-0 against G2 Esports.
Wow.
On their home turf.
Oh man, China came a calling.
Yeah, wow. And they stomped hard. So congratulations to Funplex Phoenix, our
good.
2019 League of Legends World Champion.
Now, can we get into an actual game?
I hate you sometimes.
I know.
An actual game,
a game that you could actually you could
play. Or the cinematic.
Oh yeah. How long before you turned it on,
started the game, and sat there for half an hour.
All right, fair enough.
Before I first did my first thing.
Fair enough.
God,
did you end up borrowing it or getting
no,
it?
I watched
Death Stranding came out on Friday. Death Stranding, the new Hideo Kojima.
Did you get past the intro?
I did.
Sweet.
I am currently in chapter 3.
Wow. That's actually a lot farther than I thought you'd be.
Yeah.
I thought you would have fallen asleep through the first two cinematics.
I have to tell you something. There is something wildly compelling about this game that I'm
playing. How long is this?
This game is anywhere from 40 to 50 hours long.
God damn.
So... It's interesting because I find it fascinating that this story that he's built so much lore into, it's about an America, essentially, that has been destroyed by something that, I mean, I haven't gotten that far
Donald
yet.
By Death Stranding!
By the Death,
by,
they call
by
right,
Donald Trump.
No. God. It's called the Death Stranding.
Right.
But we don't really know what it actually is yet.
Stranding of Death.
Whatever you want to call it. But anyway, it's fascinating.
It's in the name.
They call it the Death Stranding. The rain is called Timefall, where it makes things older. It's interesting. And then Norman Reedus plays a mailman, essentially.
Yeah.
That's what he is. He's a mailman in
That's
this
in
show.
The trailers.
Yeah. A mailman who's bobbing and weaving everywhere.
Kojima-san has said to himself,
yeah,
it's a boring game.
Yeah. What I find fascinating about, though,
people
is I think...
will buy it.
I think the fact that the online component is going to change the way this game is played. I think the fact that
I'm
people...
I'm sure it will.
I think the way that people are playing the game, building bridges, ladders, and ropes, and making the world accessible is going to change the way this game is played. I think the world is going to be able to play this game. And I will say this. I have not gotten bored yet from how long I played. I like it.
I would like to see you
watching
finish
a movie.
I will be happy you actually finish this
how
game
dare
for
you.
One.
I think that... Norman Reedus is good in it. I tell you what, the graphics are amazing. I will say that Norman Reedus and Guillermo del Toro are definitely distracting. You know what I mean?
Because
that's all you see.
Yeah. Because, especially del Toro, because you don't expect it. And then he's just on screen and you're like, hey, that's Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, exactly. So I got to say that so far I'm really enjoying it. I can see
Guillermo
how this
del Toro survived Death Stranding.
Death Stranding, yeah. So I can see how some people are not going to like this game at all, because this is definitely not for everybody.
Kojima-san has said it himself. You will either really like the game or you will absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I'm going to tell you something. To be fair to Sony, I think that because they were willing to put the money behind this, I have to commend them, because they didn't know what they were going to get with Hideo. And for them to put the money behind this game and to go, listen, Hideo Kojima, you go nuts, man. Do what you want to do. We're not going to interfere. We're not going to interfere with you. And you do what you want to do. And that's exactly what he did with this. Because this, I'm going to tell you something. This game is so far is crazy. It is nuts. Not going to lie to you. It's nuts. It can be a bit tedious, but there's something compelling to for me that keeps pushing me forward. Yeah. And I like that a lot.
Good. Now finish this damn game.
Yeah, it's the cinematic movies.
Yeah.
You know how Hideo Kojima is. There are a lot of cinematic moments you can put the controller down for and kind of just sit there and watch it for about 7 to 10 minutes. And
sit down. Go fix lunch. Maybe grab a shower.
I haven't got one of those yet, but
it's like Squeenix with Night in the Round.
Yeah.
There's something compelling about carrying the dead body of the president. Of America, and you have to incinerate it, because you have to incinerate it at an incinerator so that the chiral fumes don't go into the atmosphere to attract the BTs. It's weird, super weird. So, like I said, I can't explain it to you guys that too well. If you guys don't want to spend the money on it, at least do yourself a favor and get it out of a red box or something. Go rent it. It is compelling, and I am really enjoying it so far. And I think Norman Reedus is definitely a distraction. Boy, I will tell you this. You know what is that looks really good in this game?
Norman Reedus.
Monster cans. The monster cans look epic. I'm telling you right, they look real. I'm telling you, it's crazy. They look like the monster cans look real. It's insane.
The energy drink.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. 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 I'm not kidding. He drinks those for energy.
They look amazingly detailed.
They do. It's stupid. It is stupid.
That's where Sony got the money for this game.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It is so stupid that they look so amazingly detailed. The monster cans are epic. So, anyway.
Oh, God.
I can't believe I'm getting excited about a Hideo Kojima game that has a has a monster can that looks so realistic in it. It's so stupid. Anyway, if you're gonna go play it, do yourself a favor. If you're not going to buy it, rent it. I think at least everybody should give it a shot.
You're not going to beat it in a weekend.
No, you're not.
There's too much to do.
There's way too much to
and
do.
So much to watch.
Yeah, there's so much to watch. Yep. Very good point. Anyway, all right.
Hey, I want to, you know, while we're in a lull here.
Fine.
Mention Ron Cataguy, everybody's favorite Cataguy.
Cataguy.
What are you saying?
Okay, yeah, you know, you're right. You're right.
You know what? Come on.
He is. No,
give
he
it
is.
Up. Give me the applause.
He's our
button.
Biggest fan.
Come on. Come on. All right. Ron Cataguy is on the production team for the Bob's Burger movie coming up, which is incredible.
Fantastic.
Also, must we mention that the director of Bob's Burgers is currently Damon Wong, who did the illustrations for Stacy Hayashi's book, Journey of Heroes. That's right. Keep it going.
Anything else? Any more?
All those people are incredible, and I had to tell you about it.
Good.
Great. Thanks. I really appreciate that. I do like Ron Cataguy.
And DJ Cavicani's in the chat. Woo!
Woo! DJ Cavicani!
Woo!
The reason I live and breathe in the chat. DJ Cavicani. I wish we could have spent longer with DJ Cavicani at the hotel, but we couldn't.
Why are you making it sound like that?
What? It didn't sound like anything.
He was like, get out of my hotel.
That's right.
The security
format was there.
Guards were jerkwads.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, there they kind of were. And then Reed was there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
He told me what a waifu was and what a husbando was.
Uh-huh. And then he told you to bend over?
He told me what.
Ew.
I didn't know.
I can't believe that we spent time discussing waifus. Oh,
I
my
hate
God.
You all. I wanted to be there for that. I had to work. God dang it.
So thank you, Reed Kishimoto, for telling me what a,
I'm being there
a waifu
time.
Was and what a husbando was.
There's more.
Is it husbando? Is that correct?
Yes,
husbando.
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. All right.
Oh,
awesome.
Man.
Why all the cool stuff happened?
I had no clue.
What
man.
A waste of time. We could have been discussing world matters.
First of all, you guys were like, what's a waifu? That was incredibly informative for me. Okay. Do you want me to explain it to you? No, are we good? Do I have to explain
Shut
it?
Up.
No.
I know what it is now.
Shut up.
Yeah, but we already know. I think my mic went off.
Again. What is wrong? Why do you keep touching
know.
It?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with your mic.
And the only guy that doesn't know doesn't care.
Hello.
So there we can you move go. On.
This Jeez. One works.
What the hell's going on? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Are you powder? You're like powder
you're like
and
powder.
You have like an electrical field that follows you.
Anyway, so a waifu. Is not
no. You don't need to go into this. The internet knows. All right. The internet knows more than you.
So I want to thank Reed for telling me what the that was, and now I know. So I don't feel like
I'm so disappointed in you.
So by the way, some girl at Comic-Con asked me who my waifu was in the
Don't
three heroes,
dream?
The three heroes. What is the name of that?
Three heroes.
No, the Nintendo game.
The Smash.
No, not Smash. The Emblem game.
Fire Emblem.
Fire Emblem. Thank you. Gosh, why did I?
Why do you fart on these?
She
things?
Asked me. She asked me who my waifu was, because apparently Gothis, what she was cosplaying was a waifu. I didn't know that. I didn't know what a waifu was.
Are you even playing Fire Emblem?
I lied and I said I haven't gotten that far yet. I didn't know what the frick a waifu was. I don't know.
Have you even played Fire Emblem?
I like Fire Emblem.
Have you playing it?
Yes, it's good.
I don't believe you.
Okay, don't. I have it. I like it. I like it a lot.
I bet you it's still in the package. You never.
By the way, I've also played Luigi's Mansion 3. Luigi's Mansion 3 is great.
I can agree to that.
That's very good.
That's fun.
That's definitely better than Link's Awakening. I can't believe I'm saying that.
I didn't play Link's Awakening.
Yeah, it's better. So.
I'm waiting until it's cheaper.
Yeah, all right. So anyway, waifus. No, I'm just kidding. Stop anyway.
Just get to hard media.
Let's get right to hard media, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to check in to find out what is new in hard media this week.
Gaming?
Huh?
Huh?
Is there no other gaming news?
That's it, man, unless you got something else.
Yeah.
The Sonic movie.
I covered that.
Of course, unless you want to talk about the demise of YouTube.
We could, but then.
Yeah, that's going to take a long time.
We're talking about, man, they just signed what's his name. So
No, not that.
No, apparently YouTube
is Apocalypse 3.0.
YouTube has reformed their terms of service, and now they have the right, if they don't like your channel, to take it right down. Doesn't matter if it's not up to their specs. Doesn't matter what the content is. Doesn't matter. They can take it off.
Yeah. It's everybody, huh?
Yep. Oh, yeah. So everybody's freaking out. And now...
good riddance, PewDiePie.
He could be.
Plagal's got a top fan, bitch? What?
What? Of course. No, Plagal's a top fan, bro.
Gaming news, G's $20 Batman skin Fortnite.
That Batman skin was a gift in Fortnite. It was a gift.
I think everybody in the chat was offered a top fan badge, and only Daniel was nice enough to take it. Everybody else was like,
no way. You were giving out top fan badges.
No, Reed took one.
Yeah, Reed had one.
Why is this done?
Reed had one last week.
Does Kai guy have one?
That's Reed, when he talks about Maui Comics, he's like, this is my Graceland, man.
Okay, what? there's one more thing I want to mention. This has nothing to do with nerd or anything at all. I do want to mention that a homeboy of ours?
A homeboy
of ours?
I don't think you're allowed to use that terminology.
Our horror aficionado, Dark Knight, Ganon, is having a benefit on Friday for Jeremy Jarvis.
Oh, cool.
Oh yeah, for
yes.
sure.
So make sure you guys check it out. Where exactly is it? I'm not sure.
Request music.
Is it going to be a request?
Friday night.
Yep, on Friday.
Punk music, doing a great thing, raising money for their friend.
What's punk music?
You know, Blink-182 and Green Day.
That's good stuff.
I feel like Ganon's getting mad right
Sweet.
Now.
All right.
Yellow Card.
Yellow Card's punk music? Wow.
Does anybody know who's playing on that?
So, big...
The Minnow Titties. They're punk music.
The Minnow Titties.
And they're going to be there.
The Minorities.
The way they spell it looks like Minnow Titties.
With our very own Ganon, who's in the Minorities. A fundraiser for Jeremy Jarvis. Make sure you check that out this Friday. Doors open at what time? Do we know? 6? 7?
We're
not too sure.
Come on, Ganon.
Just show up in the morning and stay all day.
There. You know... I mean, that's they're also selling CDs and records and things, mm-hmm. and all the proceeds are going to Jeremy as well. So, you know, they got...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so let's see who's
plenty
playing.
Plenty of...
SR71.
I don't know what time that is. What time is that?
Okay, I got the bands.
Go ahead.
We got the Minorities. We got Smoking Solidary.
Smoke Solidary.
That's Krona.
Oh, okay. Mudscope and the Dead Birds.
And all right, when is Dead this? Bird. When is this and what
this
time?
This is at, let me see. Sorry, I had
6:30 p.m. Request music in Wailuku on Market Street.
November 15th.
So
it
love
is definitely for a good
request
cause.
Request music. Yep. They're awesome. That's this Friday.
6:30 p.m.
Market Street in Wailuku.
You know who else we love?
$5 cover, all going to Jarvis. Yeah. Jeremy
Ganon.
Jarvis.
The rest of the Minorities, I don't know about
too
much.
I love the Minnow Titties.
But Ganon's great. So he's all right.
They're a great punk rock group.
Yeah.
All right.
They're always pushing the boundaries of society.
I think that, I think Gannon's band's version of "Oops, I Did It Again" is awesome. Okay.
So, yeah, and you know Gannon makes it like authentic by giving us a beaver shot.
Anyway,
you gotta appease the paparazzi.
No, I'm getting out of this.
Beaver shots for everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is every Tuesday.
I beaver shotted you?
No, stop it.
I don't even know what that is.
Every Wednesday.
Is that like a waifu? Tell me.
Let me explain.
So a waifu. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
So a beaver shot.
I only know the beaver shot. I already know what waifu is.
No.
Tell me illegal.
No. It's November 12th.
So Britney Spears.
Every Tuesday. Stop it.
Getting out of a limo.
No. Stop it. Every Tuesday is is Hard Media Tuesdays.
Oh, baby,
and coming
baby.
Out this week on... I'm going to turn every one of you off so I can get through this. Coming out on Blu-ray Tuesday, Road Games is out on Blu-ray. The Peanut Butter Falcon starring Shia LaBeouf
and really
Dakota
Johnson. I really want to see that. That looks good.
I am very excited to see that. Also, The Good Boys is out on Blu-ray today. I heard that movie sucked.
What's The Good Boys?
The Good Boys about the kids.
Oh, the Seth Rogen movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Blah. The Good Boys?
The young kids swearing.
Yeah.
And talking about penises.
I'm not into that, yeah.
The new Superbad.
Also, one of my...
Oh, that's not the thing about the superheroes that have gone rogue and they...
No, that's just The Boys.
Oh, The Boys.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
By the way,
season 2 done filming.
Also on Blu-ray today, nice. One of my favorite films starring Walter Matthau, which is originally here's the funny thing.
Rock me. Yes.
This movie was actually originally planned for Clint Eastwood, but Walter Matthau took the role and it's called Charlie Varick. Very cool action film.
Walter Matthau's still alive?
No, okay.
And doing action films.
It's an older
apparently.
Film. It's on Hard Media.
Oh,
that guy's dead though.
Yes. Yes,
don't
Alika.
Mess with my heart.
He's dead.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
That's the only Bad News Bears coach I care about.
Yep. Also out on Blu-ray today, I believe Cobra Kai Season 1 and Season 2 is out.
Cobra Kai.
Nice. Star Trek Discovery Season 2 is out. Don't even bother watching it. It's garbage.
That's not what I heard.
Yeah, I heard something different.
It's garbage.
I heard it was good.
Garbage also, to you, probably.
The final season of The Big Bang Theory is out on Blu.
Oh, that's garbage.
That is garbage.
That should have ended a long time
ago. That should have ended on Season 6.
That should have never been a show.
Hey, stop it.
It was okay, but it should have ended a long time ago.
Although it's done a lot to bring nerd culture to the fore.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, comic stores exist. Oh, they all go there on Wednesday.
Can I tell you something?
Nerd
You know what ruined it? You know what ruined it?
What?
When they had relationships with the girls. That's what ruined the show.
I don't think so.
Yep.
Because how else are you going to get Maya Bialik involved? She's awesome.
No, it ruined it.
She's better than everybody else in that show.
Mm. Also, speaking of Clint Eastwood, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot is out on Blu-ray today.
What's that?
Anyway.
It was like a 60s hippie band or something.
Also, no, that's Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Also on Blu-ray today.
Is that what you said?
An instant cartoon classic. Angry Birds
Turbo
2.
Team.
Angry Birds 2 is out.
Stop talking about CG
4K.
Movies.
Yeah, it's out on Blu-ray. Also, a film that's gotten high praise from everybody that has seen it, Farewell, starring Awkwafina.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard good things about that one.
Yep. Also, the film starring Sylvester Stallone's daughter, 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, is out on Blu today.
Her name is 47... Meters Down?
Yeah, her name is Stallone.
47 Meters Down Stallone?
That's the last name.
Yes, it's her name is Stallone. Also, 47 Meters Down Uncaged. Also on Blu-ray today, Eddie Murphy, The Nutty Professor, is out on Blu for the first time.
What?
Okay.
Yep.
First time?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Also, the collector's edition of Spirited Away.
Okay, that was good.
Is out today.
Didn't they also just do a Ghibli box set?
They did.
Studio Ghibli?
Yes, Ghiblets.
No, you said Ghibli.
I missed that one.
Mm-hmm. Also on Blu-ray, a classic. If you've not seen it, I don't even want to know you. Heathers, starring Winona Ryder, is out on Blu-ray.
You mean the one starring the one and only Christian Slater?
Yes.
Hey, Cuffs.
Amen.
Cuffs himself.
So Heathers is out on Blu today, and it's got a ton of new special features. You got to check it out. Heathers, a fantastic film, a classic for its time, and I still think it's a classic. Also on Blu today, if you're interested, Flowers in the Attic, if you like that kind of stuff.
Hey, interest.
How the hell do you know that?
I've seen the movie.
pretty sweet.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, that's sweet. Not the right reaction.
Wow. Can't believe it. Also, if you're interested in The 100, the complete series, the complete six season is out on Blue today. The 100. I don't know if you've ever seen that before.
I heard about it. I meant to watch it and then never caught it, and
it's got good reviews.
It's got good reviews. That's what I heard too. And then I think that's pretty much it. I don't think there's anything else.
The Infinity Saga box set's coming soon.
Is that it right now?
It's not out yet, but
not yet. But yeah, that's about it. That of course is your Blu-ray Tuesday for today. Your Hard Media Tuesday.
Did you just applause yourself?
Yeah, I did. It's what I do. It's what I do best.
So crass.
Anyway, of course I am. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been an absolute pleasure having you all here tonight. I had a good time tonight. I don't know why.
See no ladies.
She was here, and then
what I heard? I heard G paid $20 for a Batman skin on Fortnite.
Shut up! Did not. I got it as a gift. It was a gift.
A $20 gift.
It was a gift. Oh!
To Fortnite. What?
Before I forget.
Oh, here it comes.
There is one more release.
What?
Okay. So waifus. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll hit you with shoot.
No. This Friday, Star Wars.
Okay, then.
Jedi Fallen Order hits gaming consoles. So this is a Respawn Entertainment's big Star Wars single player game.
Yep.
I'm very excited for it.
It follows a new unique character.
I have pre-ordered it.
It kind of harkens to Shadows of the Empire, though.
I hope so.
Some of what I've seen.
Well, apparently, according to most reports, it's a Dark Souls game. If you know what that means, you know.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Considering the timeline that I've heard anyway. It would be interesting to see if the game ever crosses over with Mandalorian.
Be nice.
You know, I think they're getting better and better with that integration kind of thing, so yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
This game, in my opinion, and I could be completely wrong about it, in my opinion, this game is makeup for what happened with Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Oh, yeah.
Battlefront
2
wasn't really a concept as much as it was let's throw every Star Wars character
and you will buy it
to make up for Battlefront 2.
Can I be honest with you? I've ever since
you
the
bought
debacle,
something from Battlefront 2.
No, ever since the debacle,
the Batman skin from Battlefront 2.
Ever since the debacle of Battlefront 2, to EA's credit and to the developers' credit, they have updated it very well. The game is a lot better than what it was a couple years ago. So Battlefront.
Holy crap. I would hope so. A couple of years later,
they've done a lot.
Wait, you're playing that?
I tell you what, they've done a lot of patches. They keep up with it. They keep up with the films. Battlefront 2. I'm going to tell you something. You can find it on Black Friday for like $10 on the store for PlayStation or Xbox. Get it because it's actually a lot of fun now. It's really good. Uh-huh. It's entertaining.
Everybody's Jedi's. Woo!
Not everybody. They kind of changed that. But like I said, they've had a lot of good changes.
Anyway, and while we're talking about Star Wars, John Jay in the chat brings up that Billy Dee Williams is going to be here for the next Amazing Comic-Con.
Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee.
He's not a psycho or anything,
man.
Oh,
yeah.
That's February 21 through 23 on Oahu.
So make sure to bring your cans of Colt 45.
That's the guy from
45.
That's the guy from Nighthawks, and Lady Sings the Blues. Good
Right. Race. So make sure to bring your cans of Colt 45 to get signed.
Oh, and he's also from Bingo Long's Traveling All Stars. I don't know if anybody's seen that movie. That's a great movie.
Nope.
Here's
a question: are we going there, all of us, for the
for what?
Amazing Con?
We need to have a discussion off the air. Can we not talk about and air our grievances about this?
Grievances? What's the grievances, man?
We have grievances?
That you're broke ass?
Yes. Okay, Festivus is where we air our grievances.
How did we have enough money to go in the past? Like, how is that even possible? We've been there as
we've
a group.
Because we all separately
we've
did it.
We've all fallen from grace.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
When you spend,
it's like, seriously, I don't think I could afford that, right? Yeah.
You guys went and I would watch the show.
Yeah, that's true. Foreman, I was always watching the show. He was having SadCon over here.
SadCon.
Okay. SadCon. That's right. You were the only one at SadCon. Anyway, listen.
Fundraiser.
It's been an absolute pleasure hanging with you guys tonight. You know what's funny?
Hey.
Is I like having only four guys
here.
Yeah,
I don't know, Rick.
It's been really fun. Four or five guys here. That's good.
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. The guys are like, it looks thin when there's only four people.
It does, it does. But you know what? Everybody gets in
there. I kind of like the party vibe when there's a lot of people, though. Especially when we got something real to talk about, something that's, you know, hype or on our minds.
You know who I don't like?
Whoa.
That Aaron guy.
You anyway, brought him on this cast.
Yeah, it's my fault. Damn it.
Yeah, that's your little protege. Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, Pania starts school soon, so Bernardi should be
yeah.
coming back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's watching the chat. He's getting ready to...
Is Todd in the chat? I don't even know what he looks like anymore.
I think he actually goes to sleep now. So.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. He likes
he's
it.
Probably happy. Guy. But he's getting ready. You know, he's coming back.
Ever since he left, the show's been really good. It's, no, I'm just kidding.
You better not say that. Cause he's going to come back with a vengeance.
I know he is. Anyway, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting late. We want to get the
where
hell.
The host applauses himself.
We are out of time.
Oh, man.
We'll be here next week, Tuesday. Good God. I'm going to talk about Midway. I'm going to talk about Parasite.
Do we have to?
And you know what we're not going to talk about next week? Because I'm not going to talk about it? Charlie's Angels.
Apparently, Barry Wurst said Midway is a skippable movie.
Did he?
He didn't like it.
Good.
Oh, this it's a movie?
By the way, Professor Barry Wurst is the same guy that thinks Joker is a skippable movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's a thing.
Fair enough. Enough people watched it. You don't need to go watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Barry, thanks for your two cents, bro.
Clown makeup, society, bang, bang. You got it. That's it.
I'm very excited. I think that's going to come out before the end of the year, I think. It's going to come out on Blue. I'm very excited for the Joker. I want to see it again. All right. Can we get the hell out of here now? It's freaking midnight.
Yeah, please beat it.
Yeah, let's get the frick out of
midnight?
Here.
It's midnight?
Yeah, it's freaking midnight. So for Kai Kai.
And not Broom.
So for Format. And of course, the man who is the godfather of comic books, Alika.
Who's very sleepy.
All right, relax, producer, seducer. I am G Money. Peace out. Much
Don't
love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you next week right here on the Nerd Watch. Aloha.